What I'd like you to do is to just to pick up the picture I gave you before lunch. And just look at the picture. And let yourself receive the picture with your body. So feel yourself holding it. Let yourself be touched by it. See it. Receive it. Bring all your senses into play. See if you can hear the picture, smell the picture, taste the flavor of the picture. Letting yourself be drawn by the details of the image. Feel the flowing of the water from the roots of the tree. Feel the block of stone and the fire rising from it. Feel the different qualities of the green garden and the red land beyond it. Feel the density of the stone. If you look into the stream, you'll see the image of fish swimming deep in the rivers of Eden. Notice the branches and the green canopy. Notice the stars and the mysterious black circle. Notice the points of light within the tree, the deep structure of the tree. Feel the play of light and shadow in the picture. Feel warmth and coolness, solidity of the earth, the vastness of the stars, the mysterious blackness. and gradually letting your eyes close. Feel the effect of the tree within you. Maybe just putting the paper down. And following the image inwards and downwards. Almost as if you are climbing a tree that is rooted here and goes down into the earth. Feeling yourself among the roots of the tree. Feeling the solidity of the root, feeling the life of the root. Feeling anchored and rooted in the roots of the tree of life. Letting yourself sink inwards and deeper. Feel yourself within the flow of the rivers of Eden, within the flow of life. Creating the foundation of your own life. Relaxing into being rooted and being within the flow. Feeling the flow of the rivers, feeling its irrigating power, springing from the deep place, and feeling the rivers embracing all aspects of your life. In the midst of the flow, discovering the foundation, the solid block. And the flame of your own life rising from it. Being with water and fire, being with flow and stability, making a foundation. Following the trunk of the tree even deeper. Noticing the place where the tree branches to left and to right. Staying in the middle of the tree, in the central trunk, but feeling the opposites of thought and feeling. Feeling the fountain of life within the center of the tree, moving through the branches of the tree. Feel the experience of branching, of multiplying. The thousand thoughts, the thousand feelings. Feeling the interplay of thought and feeling and memory. Interplay of image, of thought, of emotion. Feel the spinning wheel that generates new life. Feel the confusion of the opposites. Staying centered in the middle of the tree, slowly focusing inwards and deeper, feeling the resistance of the spinning wheel that takes you into the thousand branching things that splits your life energy. And if you can, holding your energy constant and steady within the middle trunk of the tree, moving in and down. Feeling as you move in and down, a silent watching presence. A messenger that guards and protects and helps you stay in the middle of your experience. Helps protect you against the thousand branching thoughts and feelings. Helps you bring your life energy into the center of the tree. Opening into the knowledge and conversation of the holy guardian angel. Letting that presence reveal itself as it wills and as it guides you ever deeper, ever inner. Embracing the opposites, holding the opposites, but maintaining the direction through the middle pillar into the deeper places of the tree. Letting the angel lead you onwards, letting the angel protect you as you descend, as you move deeper and deeper, and deeper and deeper. Opening into the deeper parts of the tree, feeling the sense of will and clarity, feeling the energy of love and compassion. Feeling that just flickering through from time to time. Touching, deepening. Sinking down. Trusting the descent. Trusting the voice that calls you from deep within yourself. Touching the edge of the great abyss, the great place of separation. Letting your body bridge the abyss. The abyss cannot be crossed by the mind, but by being in the place of separation, by feeling the abyss between you and the rest of the universe, you start to make the bridge. Letting your body bridge over the great abyss, feeling the place that connects even the most split or lost places. Feeling the breath and the body and being the bridge. Sinking downwards. To the deepest place. Becoming ipsissimus. Becoming your very own self. Entering the crown of the tree. Entering the place of beginnings. Feeling the deep will in the center point. It is like a fountainhead, like a quality of life and energy that springs purely from your deepest center, Ipsissimus, most purely yourself, most deeply, truly yourself. Letting that spring of life and light carry you upwards and outwards, feeling the irresistible nature of that light and presence. Quality of Eaya Asha Eaya, I am the ever becoming I am, continually creating, continually destroying, continually recreating, moment by moment. Feel yourself carried by the fountain of light. Feel yourself bridging the abyss, connecting the worlds, connecting the past with the future, connecting the inside with the outside, connecting all that has become separated. Arising as the presence that balances and heals, being the holy guardian angel, embracing the thoughts, the emotions, the memories, and the embodied experience of just sitting here. Feeling that deep will, that great fountain of life, flowing into all of your places. Letting it carry you out into this room, here and now. So that you touch the room, smell the room, hear my voice in the room, taste the room, and when you're ready, you open your eyes, looking into the room. And as you do that, take up the picture and look at it again. As you do that, let your inner image meet the outer image, not in any cognitive way, just simply look out from where you are. Bring out that which is within you. Let it meet the external image. So the external image and the internal image come into alignment. In that moment, just see what happens. And being with the inner and the outer image, let your awareness make you aware of other people sitting in the room with you. Notice what happens to your internal experience when you become aware of the others who are sitting here. And then very slowly, letting almost your bodies do this, just make your way into two groups, both of three. So without consciously deciding where to go, let your bodies just bring you to sit to two other people. And just find a way to enter, just to share whatever experience you've had with each other. Need a backtrack, huh? Need a backtrack.
And then we were swimming around in the water,